Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 353, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
We can tell we're recording this not early morning, but a morning.
Yeah.
And I can tell how far into the morning we've gotten because I've had my coffee, now I'm onto the water and you're having your coffee.
I'm having my coffee.
You're like two-thirds through.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It's gotten cold though. That doesn't stop me though.
No, why would it?
I will keep that going for as long as until it's finished.
Tea? It's not as nice.
Oh, I'll have a couple of sips, but okay. I will abandon a cold tea.
I think it's not as enjoyable as a cold coffee. I mean, you can have an iced tea, but we're not talking about that kind of tea.
No, we're talking about
the
real tea.
Black tea with milk.
Tea is the one that I will make and forget I've made.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll make it and I'll walk off because it'll be hot. And then I come back 3 hours later and I go, oh, I would have enjoyed that.
That happens to me more with like a herbal tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's really hot.
It's really hot. Yeah. So you do put it away. So what I do is when I want a sleepy nighttime tea, I'll make it way before I need to have it.
Why don't you just put a little bit of cold water in? Oh. Like make it three quarters.
I hadn't thought about that.
Really?
No. But you know what? I used to do that. So now I'm going to have to re-remember to do that.
You crack me up.
I'm such a cracker. I've watched an old film.
I watched an old film too.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
we're going retro.
Define old.
Oh, no, this is 1980.
Oh, okay.
How old is yours?
Only 10 years old. Now I feel like mine's juvenile. But I watched a juvenile film.
Do you
Doesn't that sound bad?
It's like The Delinquents. I think when you say the name of the movie, when you do.
Yes.
I will think, that's not 10 years old. That's about 3 weeks old.
Yeah, yeah. It's in that time warp zone.
I've got a quiz that you're going to panic about and then you realise it's an either or and then you'll panic again and then you realise.
Because I don't like either
ors. Yeah. So we'll see how you go because I don't think you're going to. I think there's one that you should know.
One out of six.
Exactly. And there's actually six this week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Unlike last week.
She remembered how to count.
What was it? One, two, three? No, it was
then
three,
in
two.
In descending order.
Well, it was one, two, three, two, one. That's what it was, yeah.
I mean, who goes down?
No. That's what happens when you get interrupted halfway through doing something.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, because I'm used to the world of radio where it's a countdown and number one is. So
That is such an excuse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's always going to be that for anything radio or podcast related, that's what
I'll
do.
When you're writing a list.
Oh, it's not a list though.
It's a list of questions.
Yeah, but it reminds me of when we do our top five watches over the year.
It makes me laugh so much that you started normally and then you went down.
I'm going to think about getting into the top three news stories.
Starting at number two.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
So now it's time to get into some news. I'm going to talk about something that you don't know.
Okay.
But maybe you've heard of it.
Let's find out.
Okay, so Netflix said, oh, we do a lot of animation, like a lot of animated series. Everyone gone, oh, yeah, right. We probably know some of them because I think it's for – there'll be some that you'll watch, some that you will not watch. You know, I'm talking whether it be anime kind of stuff or
– kids stuff?
Yes, they do that as well, but they do a lot of adult animations. Hmm. Series, and the one that I'm most excited about is for the Tomb Raider one. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
But I was looking at some of the other things that they were doing as well, or that they announced, I should say. And one is about a card game. Magic the Gathering. It's a card game, but also people collect the cards as well. And it's sort of like
in real life, they collect the cards.
Yeah. It's real life. It's a thing. Like this has been a thing for over 30 years. People collect the cards. And I believe if I've got this right, you get a set of cards and it'll be a different theme. So I'm pretty sure they've not done this, but say that there's a Simpsons theme, right? Uh-huh. And it will have all of that. Or you could have a Witcher theme, and the Witcher theme would be all of that. But all the cards do the same thing. They're just different. They're just characters from The Simpsons.
I'm with you. Yes.
And but the majority of what they have is original sets that they've made themselves. And, you know, there'll be a whole story or lore behind all of them. So then Netflix has teamed up with the makers of Magic the Gathering, and they're going to make an animated series for Netflix about Magic the Gathering. Okay. Now, it's in production at the moment, and the showrunner and executive producer is Terry Matalas. Terry has worked on Star Trek Picard and also 12 Monkeys, so he's done pretty big stuff.
Huge.
And I'm just going to quote right now. Those new to this sprawling saga will learn that millions of fans who play every day already know that Magic is the ultimate storytelling sandbox, brimming with iconic, complex characters, extraordinary mind-bending powers, and portals to every genre imaginable. So I also think that they will try and get the Dungeons and Dragons, the D&D enthusiasts in there as well, who probably also play Magic, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Sounds like a winner.
I think they could make it about anything they want. If they get several series, they could make one series about this particular thing, next series about a completely different set of cards. I think it's going to be fun. It's all about heroes and adventures.
Yeah.
What more could you want? And with animated stuff, you can put it in the most outlandish world.
Yeah.
And just draw it or animate it, you know what I mean? Another one, you've heard of Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, an original role-playing game. So I'm pretty sure it was like a D&D.
Oh.
And then it became a game for the makers of The Witcher.
Yeah.
Project Red, I think that's what they're called. They're from Poland. Anyway, they're going to have a second series of that on Netflix. They've already had a first one, and it won't be about edge runners, which is what the first series was about, which is kind of like people who go into the internet kind of thing. But that world of Cyberpunk, because I played that game, has so many characters, groups, stories that they can pick from. You know, in the game itself, you can pick, I think, Street Kid, Corpos, and Nomads. And that's just three groups of a whole world. Like, there's so many people in that city.
Yeah.
So many stories. It won't be produced by the people that made it last time, the last season, which was Studio Trigger. Instead, it's going to be a joint venture between Netflix Animation and CD Projekt Red.
Oh, okay.
So maybe CD Projekt Red wanted more involvement. I'm not sure. But that'll be exciting.
Mm.
And finally in the news, it's not about animation. It's about Anthony Ramos, who you remember was in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
He played the son and also, you know how they played several different characters?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to be in a film. It's an untitled thriller, and we already know Idris Elba's being cast in it. Oh, we got a little cyberpunk connection there. But it's going to be on Netflix. We don't know who the characters are in terms, like it doesn't even have a name yet. Like it hasn't been announced. But we do know that it's set in the White House as a national crisis unfolds.
Cool.
I think it's going to be one of those films potentially they'll probably make it more actiony, but I was thinking they could even make it look like a play if it's all set in one place. You know what I mean? Think about some of those films that you remember, you know, they're still got a place in your mind, and you think that was all set in one place, like Rear Window, right?
Yeah,
all set in that one apartment. I mean, you can look out to other apartments, but you never go in
clever.
Them.
It was really clever.
6 Degrees of Separation, if you remember, that was very much like that
in the apartment.
And those are my three news stories, and I felt pretty good about them.
Your top five was fabulous.
Thank you so much. And number one was
the news.
Exactly. Watching suggestions?
Let's do it.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Older films. We've watched some older stuff. Isn't that funny? We didn't even talk about it.
I know. I like it.
Sometimes I think it gets to this time of year, and we've spoken about how we want to get wrapped up in the Filipino Christmas vibe. or hype where they start celebrating from the 1st of September. And I think that's because you get to that time of the year and you want to feel that coziness.
Yeah, fatigue is kind of hitting in, setting in. We don't have the fall.
No, this is spring where you're supposed to be excited.
Yeah.
I mean, you are.
We are, but we're a little bit tired.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that that is always a good time to think, I might watch something older.
Mm.
Whether you've seen it on before or not, but there's that coziness to an older film.
I also or feel series. There's something easier about older films.
Sure.
They're easier to watch.
Okay.
Is that just me?
Easier but to watch.
So it comes to a Friday night, even a Saturday night, and you think, I'm going to cozy up.
I get what you mean. Yeah, I agree.
I want to watch, I'm just going to watch a movie because it's over and done with. I'm not going to go to bed too late. I'm not going to get stuck saying, I'll just watch episode
one
four.
More season.
One more. So you go to the old films because you're like, it's easier to watch an old one. Is that just me?
I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's exactly why I watched
this
mine
is 100%
as well.
Why I watched this one.
Have you seen the one? Why don't you talk about yours first? Because I want to know, have you seen this before? Is this a rewatch?
Interesting. I can't tell you yes or no because I remembered so many little snippets. But I didn't remember the whole movie, so I wonder if I saw the trailer.
You might have seen the trailer, and maybe because it was made 10 years ago, that's still the world of social media. Maybe you saw bits of it. Maybe it's been memed a little.
I just don't know. Or, you know, I am a little bit forgetful with movies, so maybe I did watch it and I forgot immediately. I don't know. So possibly.
What did you see?
I watched The Other Woman.
I know the name.
You go on.
It's not Nicole Kidman, is it?
Mm-mm.
The Other Woman.
It was, I guess it wasn't really the heyday of romantic comedy. But it was
romantic
comedy,
okay.
It was trying.
No, I can't think of it. I can't
so
think of
Cameron
it.
It's Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
Leslie Mann.
Oh,
I really enjoy Leslie
right.
Mann. I have to say, I really enjoy
her. Bit underrated
her.
In my mind.
She's a bit niche, but golly, I love her. She's unapologetically does what she does.
She's one of those actresses where I think, I've seen her in heaps of stuff, and then someone will say, what? And you're like, oh.
Well, you know that movie where she was.
I think she was in the one where
married to that person.
So The Other Woman. What's the premise?
So Cameron Diaz, a high-flying solicitor.
Look at her go.
I can't even remember what city it was in. Maybe New York, don't know. I can't remember. Not important. High-flying solicitor. She's dating around. She finds a guy. It's all going really, really well until she discovers that her boyfriend is married. So she is now the other woman. After kind of a little bit of a chance meeting, she meets the wife that he has been cheating on. And while they're very, very different personalities.
Did she know as she met the wife, did she know that that was the wife or not?
No.
Okay, cool. That's a good premise. Yeah.
But the wife figured it out.
Oh, okay.
And found her is what I can remember from it.
Okay.
Because clearly I'm really good at remembering movies. Mm-hmm. So while they're very different personalities, they become unlikely sort of best friends and they create a great plot to essentially just undermine him.
Cool.
And just bring him down for the cheater lowlife that
he is.
That's
a fun movie premise.
During their plot to undermine him, they discover that he has another girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. How is he so busy?
I don't know. Because apparently he has a job as well.
Doesn't he just want to sit down and watch old movies in September?
Isn't he tired like the rest of us? So it's quite funny watching them gang up on him. It's quite comical in parts. Cameron Diaz is one of those actresses to me that perhaps her fame was too much, but she started to grate on me after a little while in her career. Which
do you think
I hate
she did
to
too much?
This.
Like she did too much, too many projects, too many films.
Anyway, it was really nice to have a decent break and come back and enjoy her for exactly who she is.
That's,
you know,
cool.
The oversaturation got to me, obviously. But it was nice to see her. She did this character well because it was sort of that turning point, I guess, of her life where she had been the blonde bombshell for years and years.
Mm.
And, yes, she was the blonde bombshell compared to the wife. But then when the third girlfriend came along and was even more blonde bombshell and younger, it was humbling for her, and it was a nice character arc. So it was a fun Friday night, Saturday night film.
You're right about Cameron Diaz because she, you know, I think about all the films that she was in, like just off the top of my head, thinking about that overall kind of Cameron Diaz film, right? Genre. And she did kind of play the same character for most of them. And yeah, I get it. You could get to the 10th one and just be like, oh, this one's got Ashton Kutcher. Okay.
Whatever.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. And she hasn't done a lot recently because I think she kind of semi-retired.
I think she's semi-retired. She's having kids.
Yeah.
Good on her though. Work really bloody hard in your 20s and 30s and then
And I think that's important. You know, I think that's a thing that people who are actresses in Hollywood focus on. They're like, right, well, I know the way Hollywood works. This is not going to last forever.
Yes.
I've got to work, and then go.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, actually get to enjoy your life.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Why not?
I watched a film that was not a romantic comedy. It was a prison drama.
Stop it.
From 1980. I said it was 1980. And this was literally just from scrolling through Disney going, I feel like something old that I've never seen before.
But you love a prison drama.
Do you know what?
What?
It reminded me a little bit of Orange is the New Black. A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
It was obviously more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And filmed in a completely different time.
Yes.
But.
Female prison?
No.
Okay.
But it had that sort of, you know, somebody comes in, this new person comes in and they kind of suddenly have to deal with what it's like being in there.
Yeah.
And figure out the hierarchy, who's the boss, you know, who's the red.
Yes.
You know, Big Red, was she called, or just Red? I can't remember.
Big Red was Bring It On.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, which I watched some of as well, but I haven't spoken about it because I haven't finished. I watched like half an hour of it and I was like, a bit tired, should go to bed.
You don't need to finish it.
No, I already know it.
We know it word for word.
I've seen it. But this one stars Robert Redford because I thought, you know, he's one of those blokes that you're like, yeah, he's been in so much. And then
he's
you think.
He's classic.
What have I seen him
in? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know him.
I know him.
God, he's
so
good.
Famous. So I wanted to watch him in something and he plays this new prisoner, or is he? No, he has gone in
undercover
because he's the new warden.
Stop.
And he wants to find out what it's really like.
Oh, I like that.
Because he wants to clean up this prison, which is very corrupt.
Do the officers know that he's the new warden?
Nope.
Fabulous.
Nobody knows. And when
he
does.
It's 90 days. Wait, 90 days in? Yes. It's 90 days in.
90 days
Orange is the New Black.
He did it years ago, right? So it's actually.
Robert Redford, he's a trailblazer.
Do you know what's so funny? Yeah, exactly. You know what's so funny about it, though, right? Is it's filmed in 1980. It's set in the 1960s. I think it's around 1967-ish.
Okay.
But I wouldn't know that because all of their hairdos are very 1980. You know what I mean? So they may be wearing cool, trendy prison outfits from 1967. Yeah. But it's like, well.
Oh, my God, I feel like that is such an 80s move.
Isn't it?
Nah, just keep your hair.
Just keep it.
You
don't worry.
You got beautiful, luscious hair. Don't.
That's right.
I know you can't get your perm wet, so.
Just trying to think, was there a perm? There was a woman. She was one of sort of like the administration people. Did she have a perm? She might have. Might have been
pinned back a little bit.
Oh, maybe it was more. Do you remember Lois in the original Superman from like the films with Christopher Reeves? Christopher or Chris? Christopher. I think it was that kind of, it's that kind of vibe. You know, they had the kind of working girl scarf.
Oh, the scarf. Kind of thing. Of course they did.
But what I thought was interesting was this was based on a real story, but it was also a book, but the book was based on a real story.
Oh, gosh, we're going back and back and
it
back.
It really is.
So nothing's new. So it, not even and 90 they, days in.
Exactly. It's all the, it's all based on real story. So the, it, it's a real life experience of this warden who wasn't Brubaker. His name was Thomas Merton. And then the co-author of the book, they wrote it together. Hi, Bling.
Hello.
Hello. One of my favorite parts of this film, Bling. She's got this toy mouse. Well, she's got two of them. They're actually Mr. and Mrs. Claus mice, right? And she loves them. And when she finds them, she picks them up and she walks around the house making that noise. And she's done it ever since, right?
Yeah, ever since she was a tiny baby. Like, is she telling us? That's what I want to know. Is she telling?
But then when you see, when you find her and she sees you, she's like, oh.
Yes. It's
drops
like
the mouse and is a normal cat again.
It's like she's in a trance.
No, it's really weird. But I know it's.
I've got my toy. I've got it.
I know it's not her, though, just her. Like,
no, I've seen other cats do it. She's still going.
Going for ages. Usually it's just about three meows. Maybe she's found both of them.
I was just about to say that.
She's done that. What was I saying about this movie? Oh, yeah. So my favourite part of this whole movie, which is called Brubaker, right, was at the very end and he's leaving, right? There's a spoiler, he's leaving. And one
because he has to go to work.
No, there's been controversy. He rattled the system too much. They couldn't cope.
Oh, my God, I need to know more.
What they did. One of the guys who is like this, oh, it's a weird setup, right? So some of the guards are also prisoners who have been given like
some of the guards are also prisoners.
Yeah, like they have certain rights. So they're like, well, you are trusted. You're now one of the guards. But they give them guns. Anyway, whatever.
Oh, that's not real.
But one of the
they would be looking after the kitchen.
Yeah. But one of the, but maybe I think it is it might be real because simply because they did anyway.
Well,
whatever.
Clearly not any longer.
Okay, this is the best bit of the whole film. So one of those blokes starts doing this as he's about to get in the car.
Oh.
I'm like, yes. And then every
That's
single
how you know
prisoner.
It's an 80s movie.
Exactly. Every single prisoner comes over and they all go. And I'm like, they're going to get faster. And
is
it's
he standing near the car?
No, he's getting in the car. Bling!
Bang!
Just go and look at her. This is unhinged.
What's up? Tell me.
God, she's funny. And I really wanted them to get faster with their slow clap and do this because that's 80s, but it just continued as the long.
Well, that's not human.
It was pretty funny though.
Because they must make you laugh.
Well, it was quite a long driveway that he had to drive. It was really good.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to get into this quiz?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you want to, but we're going to do it anyway.
I do, but I don't.
So the quiz is called Redford or Newman? Robert Redford, Paul Newman.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was in who starred in this film?
Know.
I haven't told you anything yet.
I don't know anything.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a bit of context. So this is how you can base your guesses,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Robert Redford is still alive. He's 88.
Okay.
Paul Newman died in about 2008-ish and he was 83. Okay?
Okay.
So there's
20 years.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I'll give you the synopsis.
Newman.
Gosh, you're good. Yeah, from 1958. Who was the co-star, do you remember?
No. Give me a guess.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Ah, they're married. they get married?
Yeah, and he's the drunk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a plaster on his on his leg. That's one of the Paul Newman movies I've seen. I think you might have watched it as well. I think we're in the same room together.
I've seen it, but I've also seen plays of it.
And a French and Saunders skit.
Was it the play we went to see and it like ended and then they did another half an hour of really
Potentially.
Do you remember they did really weird stuff? Like these lights came, were shining directly on the audience.
Oh, yeah, I think that was it.
I remember thinking,
can we stop now?
This is never going to end. It doesn't make any sense anymore.
It's kind of like a Shakespeare play, right?
Yeah.
The first half, you're like, that's good. And then you're like, oh, there's another half of this.
Yeah.
This is too long.
It's too long.
But I get it.
You pay for the tickets.
Because back in the day, right, they didn't have television. They didn't have Netflix.
No.
They didn't have Instagram Reels or TikTok to scroll through and be like, a Vine used to be, what, 7 seconds or something like that? That's a good amount of time for my entertainment. They were like, no, this is my only entertainment this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this 4-hour play.
Mm.
We're up to Indecent Proposal.
Redford.
Yes.
With Demi Moore.
And Woody Harrelson. So he plays the billionaire who offers them $1 million so that he can have a night with
her. Billionaire, and you only give me $1 million.
That's how he stays a billionaire. That's from 1993. Out of Africa. This is a.
Redford.
Yes.
I'm totally getting
it. It's really good. 1985, Meryl Streep's in it. So they're in Kenya I think they have like a relationship or something.
Probably.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the film The Towering Inferno.
Newman.
God, you're good. 1974, at the opening party of a colossal but poorly constructed office building, a massive fire breaks out. That threatens to destroy the tower and everyone in it. Do you know what I think you ready? If you like the Poseidon Adventure, you will love the Towering Inferno.
Yeah.
Mm. Avengers Endgame, after the devastating events.
Redford.
Yeah, because it was from 2019.
Yeah.
He would have been dead.
A bit hard.
A little bit difficult.
Not impossible these days.
No, true. Final film. Brubaker, a new warden of a small prison. I thought you would panic through all of them and that would be the only one that you would get.
Now I can't remember who you said. Is it Redford?
Yes, Redford.
My brain was really thinking Newman. That's
God,
hilarious.
That was brilliant. I love every single second of that. You got all of them.
I got all of them right. I guessed every single one of them.
Anybody has any questions about Paul Newman or Robert Redford, this is the person to go to. Every second of every day, she knows all of the answers.
All of them.
This was so much fun. You've finished your coffee now?
No, not yet.
Oh, I haven't finished my water, but I've just got chores to do now. You've got chores to do?
Always.
Constantly. Never ends, does it? Do you know what I found on a wall? It's kind of near the kitchen, but it's not the kitchen.
Mm.
Just a splattering of what looks like drops of black coffee.
Yeah, I found some on my wall too.
But it was like up at head high. I was like, where did that come from and how long has it been there?
Well, what's really annoying about mine is I got a bee in my bonnet in the middle of winter and decided to sugar soap all the walls. And now I'm finding marks on those clean walls.
Mm.
So I feel like the house is like the Harbour Bridge.
The one morning you can lie in, the daughter comes. You just need to get some spray and white.
Spray and white.
Cleans up.
All grease and grime.
And we sailed right through inspection. They can see your own reflection. So thank you. Spray and white.